Srimad Re Namaha. In the previous episode, we discussed briefly the Shanti Mantram that was heard by the gods, rishis and the ganas. Om Badram Karnevi Srunuyama Devaha Badram Pashyemaksha Vidyajatraha Stirai Rangai Stushtuvagam Stastannubihi Yashema Devahitam Yadayuhu Swastina Indro Vrdashrava Swastinaha Pusha Vishwavedaha Swastina Starakshu Arishtanemi Swastino Brahaspatir Datu Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. This is the Shanti Mantram that was heard by the Devas, Rishis and the Ganas when they continue to chant the grandeur, the grand Vaibhava of the Mother Divine. And this Shanti Mantram ensures that all of us continue to be in a state of content and peace by ensuring that we will see good, do good and be good. And therefore, one who is content with what he or she has is the most richest person in universes. And saying this, the Namam Devarishigana Sangata Stuya Madha Vaibhava essentially is connected to the Prasnopanishad. Prasnopanishad is where six seeker saints reach the ashram of Pippalada. Pippalada is the son of great saint Dadhichi and Rishipatni Swarcha. Swarcha and Dadhichi used to live on the banks of river Ganga, and once all the gods, after fighting with demons for a long time and winning over them in the war, come to Dadhichi's ashram and ask the weapons to be protected. Given the power of Dadhichi, all the demons were scared to enter his ashram, so Dadhichi agrees to keep the weapons. After 100 years have passed, the weapons start to lose their aura because the weapons are not being used and neither they are being prayed to by the ones to whom they belong. The weapons maintain their power for 100 years because of the Rishi's ashrama power and the mantras being chanted there day in, day out. But after 100 years, they were naturally becoming weak. So Pippalada had a vision in which Shiva showed that Pippalada should take the weapons and dip them. Dadhichi should take the weapons and dip them in Ganga. So Dadhichi Rishi took them to the river Ganga and dipped them. The moment he dipped them, immediately the weapons became much more weaker, losing all the energy, and the place where they were dipped started glowing brightly. And then a voice was heard from the sky that Saint Dadhichi should drink that water. And as the Akashavani instructed, Dadhichi drank that water and the weapons slowly became weaker, and in the process of time they started disintegrating and rusting. They became just pieces of metal from the very powerful astras and sastras that they were once upon a time. And when Dadhichi looked at it and realized that everything has to fall prey to the clutches of time, Kalo Jagat Bhakshaka, he smiled at himself, thinking all this is happening as per the Jagannatha Natakam. And after another 70 years, the gods came knocking on Dadhichi's ashram door saying, it's time, can you give us the weapon? And Dadhichi Maharshi said, the weapons have been digested over a period of time, and following the Mahadeva Shiva's instruction, I took them to wash them in the river Ganga, and when I dipped them, he explained them the story and he said, the power of your weapons is now absorbed by my bones. I will very happily give away my life by Yoga Dharana. I have lived enough. Now it's time for me to become one with the Paramashiva. Therefore, I will become one with him. You can take my body and the bones and make a weapon or weapons and use it, against the demons in the fight. Though all the gods were reluctant, Dadhichi insisted that if they don't use the weapons, then probably they will lose to demons and the whole Dharma Chakra will be imbalanced. So with a lot of reluctance, the gods agreed. Dadichi sat in yoga dhyanam and pulled his pranam all the way from his thumb up and started ascending the prana and released and left the body very easily from the Kapala Randhram with a natural Kapala Moksham, becoming one with Paramashiva. When the gods saw this, they bowed down to the physical and mortal demands of Saint Dadichi. When Mother Swarcha, Dadichi's wife, saw her body, her husband leave the body, she sat in yoga, and like Mother Goddess Sati, she invited Agni to consume her, and Agni very respectfully consumed Mother at her request and order, given the stature of the Rishipatni. When this happened, before Mother was consumed, she was pregnant. So before she ended her life, knowing Dharma very well, she turned to a peepal vriksham that was fig tree right next to her in the ashram, and she transferred her almost ready to be born baby to that fig plant and requested the fig plant to take care of the baby, as she had to continue her journey with her husband after life. And the baby who was taken in by the fig plant, by the people of Vriksham, is called, was named Pippalada. And this Pippalada story we'll discuss again in future episodes of Lalita Sahasranama. This is who Pippalada was, and given the great lineage of parents to whom he was born, naturally he was a Karan Janma and Brahmagyani from the birth. So six seekers who were trying to understand the Brahma Vidya, Sri Vidya, reached out to his ashram and asked him six questions. The first question deals with the origin of beings, where they came from, how the Lord created the prana and all. The second question relates to the deities who help the living beings in their journey upwards. And the third question deals with nature and the origin of transcendental prana, how prana descends into a body and how prana ascends a being in his or her spiritual upliftment. These three questions are called aparavidya because they deal with gross or the bodily existence. The next three questions, 4, 5 and 6, which essentially are, the fourth question deals with sleep and dreams. Basically, what happens in sleep and what happens in dream? What is experienced with the physical body versus the subtle body? And the fifth question deals with Om and the Pranavakara sound Om, the secret of Om, and how Omkara chanting leads to immortality of one. The sixth and the last question relates to the Paramapurusha and the 16 kalas that typically are the ruling kalas of the Paramapurusha. The tithis, if you can think of Amavasya to Purnami, those are the 15 plus one state, the Nithyas that we talk about in Sri Vidya, and how Purusha created prana. From prana he created desire, he or she from desire, ether, air, fire, water, earth, senses, mind, food. How each of them evolved is what is asked and discussed in the sixth question. And one who understands the Paramapurusha, the creator of the creators, or the mother of mothers, goes back to the genderless source of power, therefore becoming one with that Apara or Brahma Vidya, which is the Sri Vidya. This Namam Devarishikana Sangata Stuyamanatma Vaiva essentially connects with Prashnopanishad and therefore answers all the questions to do with our physical existence and our Sukshma Sarira's existence, which is Atma and Pranam. This is the spiritual meaning. To the extent Mother allowed, we made an attempt to discuss Devarishikana Sangata Stuyamanatma Vaiva. Spread the bliss around. Shrimatre Namaha. Stay blessed.